Well, good morning. It's Rose, and I am so happy to have one of my dear friends for many years, for well over 30 years. She's an author and public speaker, and she's a 12-year stage 3 Lyme survivor. She's the founder of Little Glimmer Lyme Foundation and Elite Mrs. Colorado with today's International Woman Pageant. My dear friend, Lisa Renee Williams. Thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me here, Rose. I'm so honored to be on your show today. Thank you.
Well, you're a huge resource when it comes to Lyme disease, and there's so much that we still have to learn about it and that people don't really know about it. In fact, people are being misdiagnosed, thinking it's something else, thinking it's one thing, and it turns out to be Lyme. So let's talk a little bit about Lyme disease. What is it and how does one get it?
Well, Lyme disease is actually a vector-borne illness, meaning that you can get it from the bite of a tick, or there are also some mosquitoes that carry it. And through the years of university and scientific research, we have also learned that Lyme disease can be passed from mother to child congenitally, and it can also be sexually transmitted because the bacteria is a spirochete, which is in the same family as syphilis. Unfortunately, it can be sexually transmitted as well. But doing things like just knowing the signs, if you're hiking, if you're camping, if you're in wooded areas, understanding that there could be deer ticks around that are carrying this disease, and they look to a live blood host for their next meal, so they will drop on you. So doing things just as simple as using tick repellent when you're out this spring and summer, that can save your life. One little bite from a tick turned my whole world upside down, Rose. And you know, I've shared my story with you of how difficult it was to get my life back after having Lyme disease. So, and I still have it. We're still working to keep the bacteria level low. But boy, oh boy, it's a difficult disease to contend with.
And I have seen firsthand some of what you've had to go through. And it's really, really been very, very tough. Is there a cure for Lyme disease? Or what are the ways they treat this?
Unfortunately, in 2017, there is still no cure. We are working in the Lyme community, not myself, of course, I'm not a physician, but the Lyme community, the medical community is on top of this, actively, aggressively seeking a cure for Lyme disease. As of right now, there is not one, although there are several different protocols that are very helpful for reducing the bacteria load with Lyme disease. The problem is that Lyme disease affects every single component in the body. The spirochete is shaped like a corkscrew, and it can drill into muscle, bones. It likes internal organs. They like the vital organs. Lyme bacteria can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause Alzheimer's symptoms. That happened to me. And the problem is, if you get bit by a tick or somehow contract Lyme disease and you don't know anything about it, you might just think that you have a bad case of the flu. And if it's not the flu, if it's Lyme, you need to be treated as soon as possible, probably with antibiotic therapy prescribed by a skilled physician. But if you don't know that you have it, Lyme is called the great imitator, because it imitates other diseases such as Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis. It imitates fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, lupus, different ailments like that. It can imitate those things. And so you think you have something else and it's just not getting better. Mm-hmm. And it's just not getting better. And that's what happened to me. I was treated for other things, but once I got antibiotic therapy, which I had a year of antibiotic IV therapy, and that saved my life. That reversed nearly all of my symptoms and saved my life. And so there is a good way to treat it.
Thankful to God for that. You know, Kris Kristofferson also was just diagnosed with Lyme disease. He didn't know he had it either. And he was being treated with various other things, and it turns out it was Lyme. So again, there's so much that we need to know and need to learn about Lyme disease. And so I'm so thankful for you to share your story. You've even started a foundation for Lyme disease. It's called Little Glimmer Foundation for Lyme Disease. How are you helping people that are living with Lyme disease right now with your foundation, Lisa?
Thank you for that question, Rose. Well, my husband and I just decided in 2014 that we really needed to pay it forward and help people financially who have Lyme, because it's very expensive to treat and your quality of living can go downhill super fast. So we help families of Lyme disease warriors who have Lyme financially. But one of the major things that we do is we offer education for Lyme prevention. And we do different activities all year long, and especially in May. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and that's coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And we really just teach our community how to prevent Lyme disease, how to detect Lyme disease, how to adequately, things, just simple things like how to adequately remove a tick if it's attached to your body. There's some really inaccurate information on the internet and in magazine articles and things that we've seen that just make us cringe. And if you go to our site, www.littleglimmer.com, you can find out how to detect Lyme disease and how to prevent yourself and your loved ones from getting Lyme.
That's fantastic. We're also going to be connecting your websites to this podcast in my blog. So people, if you didn't catch that, you can always go to the blog where you're listening to this, and the links will be there for you to go straight to her website. Let's talk a little bit about Elite Mrs. Colorado with today's International Women's Pageant. I'm so excited for you that you're a part of this. Tell everybody what your goal is as Elite Mrs. Colorado. Obviously a great platform for you to talk about Lyme disease, right?
It really is. Today's International Woman is a community-based, family-based pageant, and each contestant is required to have a platform. Mine was naturally Lyme disease, and I've been able to talk to so many more people than I would have without the crown and sash. I'm very grateful to be Elite Mrs. Colorado.
And as your friend, I can tell you how proud of you I am, and of course how grateful I am that you're obviously still with us, because you've struggled for many years with Lyme disease, but you're still here, which speaks volumes of your resilience and strength. Well, we're very thankful that you were able to share with us here today. And you know, you are a walking, talking miracle. My beloved friend of over 30 years, Lisa Renee Williams, thanks so much for sharing with us today. And I felt that our listeners really needed to know about you and what you're doing to spread the word about Lyme and assist those who are living with it, and also help those to prevent from getting it. So if you want information on Lisa Renee Williams, you can see the attached websites and info connected to this interview. Lisa, I love you to pieces. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Love you too, Rose. Thank you so much for having me.